Yeah!
I think you're still half asleep.
What? I'm not...
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay, though. It's good to be this kind of half asleep where you're delirious.
It is October 28th.
Whoa.
It's ours. 3 days away from the end.
Rise from the grave.
From the end of October.
It's our Halloween party.
Yeah, it is. Our fall Vestaween party. This time of year is always funny. I checked the mail this morning.
Yeah?
I got a pretty interesting track in my box that was mailed into us.
What's wrong with Halloween?
Yes. If this tells you anything, it's written by this doctor, and it's really to sell these things.
Sorry. Oh, okay, there it is.
Women in ministry? Yes. Question mark. The spiritual dangers of martial arts. Gambling, a bad debt. Mm. A bad bet, my bad.
Oh.
Dang it.
Well, either one.
The shocking truth about Christmas. Rabbits, eggs, and other Easter errors. And finally, their latest, do thyself no harm.
Is that probably about tattoos?
I have no idea.
Let me see this thing.
So,
I saw an article last night. By the way, this thing comes on Sunday nights. It's this lady talking called Boundless.
Boundless. Oh, yeah!
Boundless with Lisa Anderson. We're listening, and we're like, gosh, come on, Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. What's going on, Lisa?
Come on, Lisa.
Who are you talking to,
Lisa? It's the 90s, Lisa. Get with it. But then the guy that she was talking to was super, like, his answers were super cool, and he was kind of just, like, you know, handling the conversation really well. And we're like, yeah, this, I like that answer. Why is he on Boundless?
Oh, it's Matt Chandler.
Yeah, it was Matt Chandler.
Oh, Matt Chandler from The Village.
He's this guy from Texas that he's pretty legit.
Yeah, that was a great interview last night.
It was good.
So,
and then we were like, how does Lisa get these interviews? Boundless. She got boundless resources. Nah, it was funny, though. She was using, like, it's like she had a list of cool words.
I love
That's
it.
That's what I was thinking. It's like she had a sheet of paper, and it was like, what's a cool word right now? Popular words. Meh.
Yeah,
she was like,
we definitely need to get her back on the show.
She was like, yeah, so like, how do you respond when people are like, I don't want to have to deal with this meh season of my spiritual walk. And then Matt Chandler was like, well, I mean, it's, I wouldn't say that, you know, you need to avoid that. There needs to be that meh season.
It was pretty great, man, listening to Matt Chandler last night on Boundless. So
it was pretty great listening to a older lady pretend like she's a teenager.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. You should listen to Boundless on Sunday night. See what I'm talking about.
It comes on every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. Part of
something.
Yeah. Part of Static U.
Part of something.
Man, I'm just getting up still. Hey, by the way, thanks to everybody who was a part of yesterday's fundraiser. You know, we've learned details.
We had a good
Facebook.
A great day.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
From 12 to 9, listeners came out in support of Static Radio. And thanks to B2B, Bistronomy, for supporting Static Radio as well. Yesterday, they do a thing called Giving Back Sunday where they highlight another nonprofit organization in town. It doesn't have to be a ministry. It just, they you know, highlight different nonprofit organizations, and yesterday Static Radio was picked as the nonprofit organization, so 20% of all their food proceeds yesterday went to Static Radio. So it was cool to hang out with listeners and get to talk to people. So we were like the doormen.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome. All right, Static Radio. No. Okay, cool. Check it out.
No.
So met a lot of new people, got to introduce a lot of people to Static Radio yesterday for the first time.
Yeah, I got to meet a lot of people that you've known for a long time.
Yeah!
Yep.
Ramsey!
That was fun.
Ramsey and Audra Blanche were here in town hanging out. So yeah, very, very cool.
Good day.
Yeah, speaking of good days, coming up this Thursday, our big Halloween event. We kind of like sidetracked all the way around. Back to Rise from the Grave. It's coming up this Thursday night. We'll be broadcasting live from the Lobo Theater from 6 to 8 p.m. in preparation for Rise from the Grave. The Almost is playing. Archibald is playing. Hey, Almost fans, you should definitely check this show out. You should.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to. I feel for Aaron Gillespie. He's got a show with Paramore the night before and the night after.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is pulling like triple duty right now.
Yeah. So come out and support the show.
Yeah.
And of course, your boys Archibald are going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
That's your boys, ABQ.
So, yeah.
You need to support them.
Local dudes throwing down for Halloween.
Them.
Of course, there is a zombie costume contest. I think we should just say costume contest.
We're judging it.
Yes, we are. We're judges.
What's the other? What else will we call it?
I'm wondering, what if somebody comes in like a really amazing costume, but it's not a zombie? Can they enter the contest? We're the judges.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
We're the judges.
We're the judges.
We're the judges.
So we'll be set up by 6 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting live and pre-registering people for the costume contest. So we're going to pre-judge you. It's going to be amazing.
I just remembered something. I started telling the story about Boundless, and I forgot where I was going with it. Because it's about this Halloween article.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rise from the Grave. I'm reading Boundless, and then I saw a link to something on the website, so I clicked it, and it was called... I kissed, what was it, 10 Reasons I Kissed Halloween Goodbye.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, why were you in a relationship with Halloween? What are you doing with that holiday? It's just a holiday. That holiday can't make you happy. It can't be there for you. When Christmas comes around,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Christmas comes around, you're like, oh, I'm still hanging out with Halloween. Christmas is like, see ya. I'm not even going to get into Flag Day.
Man, 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Monday.
Yep.
We got a Mad Lib coming up.
We have a really good show for you on this Monday.
I'm pretty excited.
Purdy.
We got some Norma Jean on the way, as well as some Dave Matthews Band. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Well, good morning.
Hey, everybody.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
We're coming back in smooth with a little CCR bed for you. Welcome to your Monday work week. How you doing? Did you have a good weekend? Hope so.
This final week of October.
The worst week of your life.
What?
Whoa.
Never.
Never. Well, if it is, it's not my fault. It's not like what I can say can change the world.
What? But you could change the world. We could change the...
My world, my words, everything changed when you mix them together.
Haven't you learned your lesson about just busting out in song for
no,
a joke?
No, and I refuse.
So yesterday.
It was great. It was great. But the people at Knob Hill, they just weren't ready for it.
We went to Calvary Knob Hill yesterday. We normally frequent the main campus. So yesterday we're like, we're branching out. We're kicking it. We're preparing for yesterday's... little shindig.
Nobody warned me that they don't like it when people try to be funny.
So we're doing morning announcements for Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater, and you decided to bust into song.
I said, I'm going to sing.
And you did.
And they all looked at me, and I said, I broke into that good old praise chorus. I am afraid of God.
I've never heard that.
I am afraid of God. He calls me scared. And nobody enjoyed it.
I've never even heard that song.
You're afraid of God?
I've never heard that.
Well, it's a little... it's my own take on a popular worship song.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is the real version?
I am a friend of God.
Oh.
You've heard that song.
Who did that?
Well, I'm just getting to the real thing. I'm going deep. I'm like, man, on the bottom of it, everybody's really just scared of him.
And everybody just stared at you.
They looked at me. I saw like three people starting to like crack up. And everybody was just looking at me. And I was like, you guys haven't heard that song before? And they kept looking. And then you started talking. And then I was like, it was a joke.
It was amazing. It was one of those awkward moments I wish I could have captured on film. Because
so now,
it was hilarious.
As long as I remember... If I can keep this commitment, every time I have to make announcements at anything, I'm going to break into song.
Okay.
Even if they film me, if they video us for announcements, I'm just going to start singing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Thunderstorm. It's going to be awesome.
It's Monday. We've got a big show for you today. I'm excited. It is the final week of National Bully Prevention Month. We're going to be talking with Brooks this morning. He is the national spokesperson. That's it coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
And he's running around with a little band called One Direction.
That's right.
If you are a...
They're doing a little tour together.
If you're a preteen to adult female, then you might be excited about that. I say adult female because Mitch is just stoked.
Yeah, she was freaking out. Last night, we were talking to her.
You guys get to talk to One Direction.
Yeah.
Look at my face when I talk. Blah, 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 blah. And the whole time, you're just thinking, what's wrong with her face? What's that in her teeth? Ah!
Yeah, that's coming up at 8:15. We'll be talking to him a little bit about bullying. In fact, this last Friday, we were able to talk about this coach.
We were.
Who got in a spot of trouble for running up the score, quote unquote, against another team. They called it bullying. So we're going to talk about what constitutes bullying.
Bullying.
What bullying really is, at least according to this national spokesperson.
We want to get to the bottom of it.
That's right. We're also going to be doing Mad Lib Monday because it's Monday and we haven't forgotten about Mad Lib Monday yet.
Have we? Last week we totally forgot.
So
you can just, you can live in nervous anticipation.
That's right.
Over whether or not we're going to forget it.
Of course. Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. But right now,
what?
Time for that breaking news.
Oh, no.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. Right now for you on a Monday morning. What else are you going to do?
I mean, right?
So just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that sounded mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for your own good. Women in Saudi Arabia are standing up for their right to drive a car. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
Or does it?
I don't know.
Just kidding. I'm not going to make a women driver joke, even though most girls that drive are terrible.
Yeah.
I just made that joke.
I had something in my brain that it...
It's a sneaky joke. Oh, you said no.
I pulled it back in.
Hey, if you're a woman driver, I'm just joking. Keep your hands on the wheel and focus right now.
It was about drivers in general in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Halloween is Thursday.
Yeah.
Fall Festivine.
Rise from the grave.
Rise from the grave. Harvest time. Harvest festival. Trunk or treat.
Excuses to put on great shows with the Almost and Archibald.
Don't miss it.
Boom!
Kraft has recalled some of its string cheese.
No!
Yes. And I saw you eating string cheese the other day.
Yesterday.
And Brody.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Oh, snap.
Yeah, but it was like, Chrissy only buys that, like, nasty organic stuff.
It's not
like,
nasty!
Hey, this came from Betsy. Who's Betsy's that cow.
Okay.
This was, like, from the leftover.
All right, we've all seen Portlandia. We've all seen it.
Actually, I haven't.
Well, then you are repeating a joke that you don't know anything about.
Okay.
That's irresponsible. That's what that is.
Okay, sorry.
Irresponsible.
I've never been to Portland, so I'm like, why would I watch this show?
Let me tell you what makes me upset.
What makes you upset, buddy?
A new fossil shows that Tyrannosaurus Rex might have had feathers.
What?
Are you telling me that it might have had feathers?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into all the evolution stuff. I don't care about it. We don't know what its skin looked like because none of us saw one.
Right.
So it either had scales or it had feathers.
Okay.
Either way, it was a terrifying creature
mm-hmm.
that walked around eating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could have a pet, it would be a T-Rex, even if it looked like a giant bird.
Did you ever see Meet the Robinsons?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Yeah.
Man, I love... Oh, okay. Go back to music. A new contractor has been hired to fix healthcare.gov. That's good news. I haven't even looked at that. Have you looked at it?
I have not looked at it.
We need to look at it.
Why?
We need to go look at it.
I'm still mad at it for sucking all my money away from my...
I know.
Gosh.
I know. You always hear the... you know, it's funny when you're just like... You're just like me. Or if you're just like a young adult. See, Dawn and I don't have any children, so we haven't really... But then you hear from your friends that have kids and they're like, gosh, this is killing me. And you hear a whole new perspective on all this stuff.
Yep.
A man in Georgia ran back into his burning house to save his...
Dog. Cat. Goldfish. Ferret. Owl.
Think more serious.
Children.
Keep going.
Wife.
It was his pack of Bud Light. Real serious. You gotta run in. If you're gonna run into your house, make sure it's for something important. Friday night preseason NBA game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Go Toronto, I love dinosaurs. Was called off due to a slippery floor.
Oh, man.
They didn't want to take any chance.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Slippery floor. Why didn't they just clean it? Where was this game?
Right.
It was either in Milwaukee or it was in Toronto. Both places are cold right now.
Yeah. No, that could be it.
Ice, maybe?
Right.
Okay. This is big news. I read about this. McDonald's announced that it has broken up after 40 years with the ketchup maker Heinz.
What?
Yes, and do you know why? I read this on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Because there's a percentage of bug body part allowances in Heinz ketchup.
Let me tell you.
McDonald's,
because
I don't know.
In essence, Heinz was running around cheating on McDonald's with Burger King. I'm not kidding. This is what's going. If they're going to make a breakup analogy, then I'm going to continue.
Okay.
The guy that is in charge at Heinz used to be in charge at Burger King. And straight up, when the management shift happened and the new guy came in, McDonald's was like, no, we're going to find a new ketchup provider.
Because
the guy used to be their main competition.
Really?
And now he was coming in to be their supplier. And I think, I mean, you've seen the Burger King commercials. You can't trust that guy.
Yeah,
look at
true.
Him.
The king?
I mean, why would I trust that king-looking guy when I could trust a clown that wants to hang out with kids all day? Right? There's nothing shady about that. You're in the playground, you're a kid at McDonald's, you're hanging out in that giant ball pit, and then all of a sudden a clown rises from within all of the little plastic balls, and you're like, oh, this is normal? This is in the commercial, right? I'm supposed to expect this to happen. I'm just a kid. Where's the happy mood? I'm going to get out of here. You can trust that. A veteran detective with the New York Police Department is facing disciplinary action for leaving his gun aboard a commercial airliner.
What?
He's a veteran detective.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess he goofed up a little
he's
bit.
He's currently a detective and he's a veteran? Like he?
No, he's been a detective for a long
so
time.
So he's... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, check this out. There's a new smartphone accessory that emits the scents of your choice to alert you to incoming text messages.
Okay.
What?
This is just...
How does that happen?
Okay. Oh, it smells like lavender. I must be getting a text message. That's what I would pick, lavender. I love
that's
lavender.
Stupid. I'd rather just have like a little... or just a...
Yeah, but that gets annoying. The new like phones, the vibration is so loud. I can hear it. From, like, your pocket. I think you just got a text. Sounds like my pager in high school.
What do you think?
Oh, man.
I think that's all of your breaking news today, people.
Amazing. Coming up at 6:45, birthdays.
12 days.
Yeah.
I gotta go check my birthdays on Facebook. See
there
if I
you
can
go.
Shout it out to anybody.
All
shout
right.
it out!
If you'd like to get a shout out in yourself, studio@mystaticradio.com. Coming up this Thursday, it's Rise from the Grave featuring The Almost and this band right here, Local Dudes and Archibald. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No, now.
Static.
Jumping right into traffic so you people know what's up.
What?
If you're out there driving, it's a good time to be doing so. Because the only thing that's coming up on this little map is all the road construction at Paseo and I-25.
There's a little skunk body in the road on Paseo this morning that I almost hit.
Skunk body!
Yeah, so.
Skunk body on the road!
Be wary of that.
Be
little
wary.
Skunk body.
Yes. So, that's your look at traffic right now. Everything's pretty green. Do you want me to sing again? Somebody!
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Somebody!
Right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669.
I just saw Steve disappear.
It's 505-338-3669. Well, you know, it's time.
Yeah, but I mean, he disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like walked off.
Like away from his room?
I think so.
I don't know. Let's test it.
Stever?
It's 6:45, which means it's time for birthdays?
I told you he walked off.
It's time
nah!
for... He didn't walk off.
Oh, he did.
You know, one of these days, I just might.
No!
See? Don't do that to us.
We depend upon you.
If you Whatever. Do that to us, we're gonna walk with you.
What?
Yeah. We're gonna walk out.
Gonna walk the line.
Yes.
All right. I don't have any local birthdays, you guys.
Do you have any birthdays, buddy?
The only birthday I have is my friend Lindsay Leet Newton in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy birthday. I don't think she listens to the show. I told her happy birthday on Facebook, and that's all I got.
Maybe she can listen on podcast.
Hey, when it comes to birthdays, Facebook is the best mutual friend you could possibly have. It remembers every one of them.
Not mine.
As long as that person makes their birthday.
That's
I was
right.
going to say, I don't have a Facebook, so...
That's why I don't know when your birthday is.
Man, yours is August 12th.
The only real birthdays are the ones that people put on Facebook.
No!
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, there's only 64 days remaining in 2013.
What?
It's the 301st day of the year.
Boom!
You better give me one of those days back.
You believe that?
That's no. pretty crazy.
I don't recognize this, but you guys might. I don't know. I'm not that big a fan. Celebrating a birthday today. Someone who was on Melrose Place.
Melrose.
And this supposedly is the theme from Spaceballs.
Oh! Sounded like Weird Science at first.
It kind of did, didn't it? Maybe, yeah. Anyway.
Is it Rick Moranis?
No, it's the gal who played the princess.
Yeah.
On
oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Daphne Zuniga.
Yeah, she's the princess.
I remember.
Nobody knows.
But I like Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty great.
The helmet?
Man, they never did the sequel. Did you know that there was talks? They even got
They should
a
have never
going.
Done it. No, they just leave that one.
They did leave it alone. Rick Moranis had always wanted to do it. It was called Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2. That would have been awesome. Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it when the new ones come out.
So how old do you think this princess gal is from
Gosh.
Spaceballs?
Okay. 54.
46.
51.
Ah! Dang it. Dang
it. You were close.
It was an odd number.
I was trying to do math.
Yeah. Never watched this show either. But this actress was on Picket Fences and NCIS, which this is the theme to NCIS.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Is it the girl with the pigtails?
I don't know. It's Lauren Hawley.
Oh!
Lauren Hawley?
Wait, Lauren Hawley?
From Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Okay.
Lauren Hawley!
No, you don't just say okay to that.
You just did.
We need that! She we would... need to know!
Didn't she, like, date Jim Carrey?
Yeah,
for a
they
while?
Were married.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Really?
Lauren Hawley.
Lauren Hawley's birthday today. How do you think? Was she ever on In Living Color then?
No.
No?
No.
Jim didn't take her to the show?
No, she was the love interest in Dumb and Dumber.
He goes, goodbye, my love.
Oh, is he the one who said, so you're saying there's a
yes,
chance?
Yes, that's Lauren Hawley.
Okay.
She
what was
is...
all that one in a million talk, huh?
She is, well, if the girl from Spaceballs is 51, oh, she is 52.
I just want to go somewhere where we know someone who can get us plugged into the social pipeline. I'm sorry. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Daniels is a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. He is. Okay. Lauren Hawley, what'd you say, 52?
52.
I say 53.
50.
Man!
You guys are right in the zone.
In the zone.
Auto yes. zone! You can't say that!
Okay, so this next actress, I've come to find out, I'll tell you what she was in a minute, but I was like, oh, she was even in one episode of that. So let me do the setup, okay?
Okay.
The episode or the scene was called The Stall. So it's in the ladies' room, and all you see is the, you know, two sets of feet hanging from the bottom, okay?
Okay.
Oh, all right. Man.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is This is kind of embarrassing, but there's no toilet paper over here.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I just forgot.
Seinfeld.
So yeah. If you could spare some. No, I'm sorry. What? No, I'm sorry, I can't spare it. You can't spare it?
No, there's not enough to spare.
Well, I don't need much. Just 3 squares will do it.
I'm sorry, I don't have 3 squares. Now, if you don't mind.
3 squares? You can't spare 3 squares?
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Well, is it 2 ply? Because if it's 2 ply, I'll take 1 ply. 1 ply. 1 puny little ply. I'll take 1 measly ply. Look, I don't have a square, and I don't
That's
have
the voice.
A ply. No.
I can't. I need to know how this resolves.
So, also from The Lost Boys, Less Than Zero, and Twister.
Oh, it was the girl. Oh. She played the girl.
Wait,
the girl.
Wait, no, I got this.
Yeah, she played the girl, Steve-O. Nice.
Is it Helen Hunt?
No. It was, she played Michael's girlfriend in Lost Boys. Ah, I can totally see her face.
What was she in Twister?
She was his new love interest.
Oh, the black-haired lady.
Yep. Yes.
I don't know her name.
Jamie Gertz.
Ah.
Jamie Gertz. Celebrating her birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Forty-eight.
Ah! You guys are really, really good at that.
We're trying.
How do you do that?
I was seriously thinking, well, she had to have been about 18 when The Lost Boys came out.
Yeah.
It was 84, 90, so then you add 30 years to that.
Yeah. So, do you know who played Michael?
Oh, that would have been 48!
You know who played Michael in The Lost Boys?
Yes, the dude that was in Speed 2. He was
also... And he was like in Geronimo in Losers, or something.
And he was in... Yeah.
Yeah.
What is his name? Why have I all of a sudden spaced on his name? Jason Patrick.
Okay. Here we go. We're moving on.
Olympians.
That's right.
It's an Olympian's birthday.
Actually, reality TV star. Decathlon gold medal winner.
Mary Lou Retton.
Decathlon. Do you know what the decathlon is?
Yeah, so they do those flippy things and then they have to do the bars.
No. It's 10 events.
On the horse.
No. It's 10 events.
You're thinking.
Done on field and track.
You're thinking of figure
skating. Or track and field.
Right.
Decathlon.
And then they get on the horse and then they have to shoot the targets.
Okay.
Was it Scottie Pippen?
And then they have to, like,
U.S.
swing
Olympic
those
athlete
over,
Bruce Jenner
alligators.
Celebrating.
Bruce Jenner! Wait a second.
Bruce Jenner Kardashian.
Oh.
Celebrating her birthday.
Former.
Yeah.
59. Nah, older. Dang it. It's too late. I already said 59.
62.
64.
Ah! We are close today.
Yeah, you're kind of probably going to get one of these right eventually.
Okay.
I'm reading Dumb and Dumber quotes. He says, I can't believe we drove around all day and there's not a single job in this town. There's nothing, not a zip. And then Lloyd says, yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
All right.
Why do I know this?
Because it's Conan's sidekick.
Andy Richter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
Andy's birthday.
Yeah! Andy is 46.
42.
47.
Ah! That was just mean, Steeper.
What? All right. I don't know if you guys ever watched this, but it was pretty huge back in the day.
Fantasy Island.
Cop drama.
Hardcastle and McCormick.
No. Nope.
Hawaii 5-0.
No, newer.
Magnum P.I.
NYPD Blue.
Oh, I never saw it. Jimmy Smits.
Dennis Franz.
Hey, Dennis Franz.
Little bald guy with a mustache.
Yeah.
I need some friends.
Oh, man. Okay.
How old do you think Dennis Franz is now?
59.
64.
It's his girlish figure. He's 69.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here nice you go.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Is it his wife?
My eyes wide open all the time.
June died before he did.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, is it Joaquin Phoenix?
It is Joaquin Phoenix's birthday.
I walk the line.
Somebody's going to punch me.
Yeah, Joaquin, he did a pretty good job, actually, I thought.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Joaquin celebrating a birthday today. Of course, from Walk the Line, Gladiator.
Signs.
Signs.
I'm Still Here.
Swing Away.
The Master.
Dude.
Yeah, I never saw The Master. I need to see that.
It's intense. Yeah. And it's one of those movies. It's kind of like, it's by the same guy that
Not did, a feel-good movie.
There Will Be Blood, right? I think it's the same guy. Could be wrong. But it's one of those kind of movies. So you would hate it, Steve.
Probably.
It's a thinking. It's one of those movies where you watch it and then you come out of it and you're like, I've got to figure out what that was about so I can brag about it. Oh no! And then people are like, "Well, I didn't really get it." And you're like, "Oh well, it's a thinking man's movie. It's very layered. It's like there's not just one point you can like hone in on to explain it. So it's kind of, it's pretty. You know, it's like intentionally convoluted. It's post."
Ugh,
action.
I'm having trouble with all of these Joaquin Phoenix versions.
Well, then guess his age and we'll move on.
Gosh. No, we ain't got to move on. 43.
39.
He's 39.
Whoa!
Yeah!
You got it!
Chicken song.
Alright, talking about bad covers.
What the?
Nobody likes this right now.
What is happening?
He'll always be known as the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, gosh, why did they do this?
It's just the curly-headed guy.
Yep.
Yeah, Justin Guarini.
Yep.
How do you know that?
They
How
made,
do you
like,
know that?
Movies about that
no,
thing.
No, there was one movie, and it was him, and it was Kelly Clarkson, and if you've seen it...
No. About the, like, the thing that happened between him and Kelly Clarkson. Wasn't there, like, a big old dun-dun-dun thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
See, I never saw it. But I thought it was a big deal.
It's Justin's birthday.
Can we please? Okay, he is.
Yeah, we can.
He is 36.
34. Get out of here.
Wow, you guys did pretty good. He's 35.
Okay, go.
Okay, let me see. No, wait, there's. Oh, you'll know this. Come on. All right, so this gal was in Family Matters, Give Me a Break, and she was half of Dawn. In Tony Orlando and Don.
No idea.
Justine Bateman.
Thelma Hopkins.
Thelma. Right. Which one was she in Family Matters?
Thin Lady. I don't know.
Thank you.
She's thin.
Thank you for all of the information. I can now make an educated guess.
Gosh. Okay.
Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling.
Wow.
Twice on the pipes.
Here it comes.
Twice on the pipes.
Wow.
All right.
62. I don't know who this is at all.
Tony Orlando. This guy was saying tie a yellow ribbon around the...
No, the person that we're guessing.
Oh, you'll recognize her.
38.
Family Ties?
I thought he said Family Matters. That's
Urkel. This whole time I'm like, that's why I said Justine Bateman.
Yeah, nice job. Way to listen.
Family Ties.
Way to listen. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I retract that?
Sure. Well, how old is she?
41.
I said 38.
She's 65.
Okay.
Is it the mom? It must have been the mom.
Must have been.
I don't know. I never watched those shows.
It was the thin lady.
Okay.
Oh, technology.
Yeah.
Science.
One of the richest men in the world today.
Bill Gates.
Yep.
It's his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bill Gates.
If I was a super rich, smart guy, I would figure out how to invent a time machine.
Why?
Why not?
Why would you want to go backwards?
Why would you want to? You could go forwards.
Why would you go forwards?
Bill Gates' birthday.
What if you go so far forwards that it's just not
there anymore? Happy birthday, Bill.
And then you just... Screwed up the rest of your non-existence.
Hey, everybody, Steve-O's pretending like he wouldn't be interested in a time machine.
Well, no, if you were the richest
man in the
world... Is
this the mustache talking?
Why would you want to go backwards when you were less rich? You're like, I really want to go back in time.
Yeah, to the dinosaurs.
Oh,
doo doo head. What's wrong with you? Wake up! Wake up!
No, I don't need a time machine.
Yeah, you do.
Nah. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I was too busy rejecting.
How old is Bill
what
Gates?
You're saying.
You know, it's Bill Gates' birthday.
Who's that?
58.
Don't guess. It's 58.
Yeah! Man! You were saying something, doo-doo head.
You denied wanting a time machine.
Yeah. Have you not seen Back to the Future, the lessons to be learned from that? I'm just saying.
You wouldn't want a time machine.
No.
Honestly.
No.
Your mustache is taking over your mind.
Here we go. I already did that one.
Oh.
What? It is Bill Murray's birthday?
No, you probably won't get it.
Oh, now I have to. It's Rick Moranis.
Oh, you want me to let you just keep guessing?
It's Dan Aykroyd.
Let him,
it's Harold Ramis.
If you had a time machine, you could go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
Winston, he was also the cop on The Crow. What was his name?
I don't know his name.
Yes, you do! Something strange.
Keep guessing, you'll get it.
Is it Ray Parker Jr.'s birthday?
No, from Toy Story, Designing Women, and Ghostbusters.
From Toy Story.
The secretary on Ghostbusters.
Oh, man.
Oh, the lady?
I'm not going to get it.
Annie Potts.
Who is she in Toy Story?
A voice.
Oh, she's Bo Peep. Dang it! Good job, Annie Potts.
How old is she?
Let's see. How old was she in Ghostbusters? Okay. 30. 51.
Ghostbusters!
49?
61. Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Happy birthday, Annie.
Happy birthday.
Well, it's obviously not Roy Orbison's birthday. It's Julia Roberts' birthday.
Julia Roberts, celebrating her birthday today.
I was going to give that one to you.
I was going to say Richard Gere.
Oh.
And you said Julia Roberts.
I did. She is, man, this could be tricky.
44.
I'll say 46.
She's 46.
Yeah.
Whoa, you got three. That's a turkey.
Man.
That's a turkey.
It is a turkey. That's right.
I'm the greatest.
You are the greatest. Can you remember whose birthdays you got?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Who was the other one?
Who was the other one?
I don't know.
I don't know if you deserve your turkey.
Can you remember the other one?
No.
Yeah.
But it's not up to me to be paying attention.
That's true.
Elvis?
No, that's actually Johnny Horton.
Is that a rip-off of my Elvis?
Sounded like Elvis.
Somebody ripping off my sweet Elvis?
We are to dates. On this date in what year?
The Bering Strait.
The Alaska Highway, or the Alcan Highway, was completed through Canada to Fairbanks, Alaska.
Woo!
Actually took that highway.
So it was before the 70s.
Okay. Through Canada to Alaska.
I feel like this is...
And actually, when we took it, it was...
Pretty new?
Hundreds of miles of dirt road.
Okay.
Wow. So it wasn't completed?
Well, it wasn't completely paved.
So is this when it was completed? Like,
no,
paved?
No.
Or just, hey, this happened?
Yep, here's a road, kind of like the Oregon Trail.
Were you an ice road trucker?
No. I'm going to say 19... 49... Except that's dumb because there was a war previously and they probably wouldn't have had time to build an Alaskan highway.
It was completely.
Unless
war
it was strategic to build that road.
Ah! 1949.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay. So if it was strategic to build that road,
yeah, it was probably
maybe that was during the Cold War, which was after that.
Because, you know, so it's really
maybe
cold in Alaska.
Like 1973?
1942.
Oh, whoa!
Come on!
You were close.
You were closer. Okay. Where can Flossie be at? There you go. A note on the table. What date, on this date in what year, I should say, the Gateway Arch was completed in St. Louis. It would open to the public the following summer.
Hmm. Wait. Open to the public. You can go inside that arch?
Have you never been in the arch?
No.
It's awesome.
You know the arch?
Yeah.
The arch is just as wide as it is tall.
Yeah. Look, check it out. You can go up there. And the wind starts blowing, and when you get in there, like it leans, you have to kind of lean to look out the little window because the window's face down.
Absolutely not.
And you're like laying on it, and the wind's blowing, so it's kind of moving.
Ooh. I'm not kidding. I've got like tingles in my toes. No,
I've got tingles in my toes.
19.
I don't know when.
52.
It's Gateway of the West. 1932.
1965.
KLYT
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Which is where we are right now.
Yeah.
Let's move on to another date.
Okay.
On this date in what year, Black Monday, a day in Wall Street, the crash of that year.
Yes.
Which also saw major stock market upheaval.
1929.
Yep.
Yeah. It was on this day?
On this day.
Wow.
Black Monday.
I got that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job.
So, what is your guys' favorite illusionist, dude, magician?
Job from Arrested Development.
Really?
I'm just going to say David Copperfield because I don't know many.
Gob.
Huh. Okay.
Penn and Teller. I don't know. Chris Angel.
I do want to give a shout out to my boy Sean back in Nashville. He's
really
an illusionist.
Today's International Magic Week.
He hangs out with another illusionist named Brock Gill, who's super cool. Shout out to him. And then my boy Josh Harris in Memphis.
It's actually also National Chocolate Day.
Oh!
One more. It's Plush Animal Lovers Day. That is all.
Okay.
You know what I just realized?
Huh.
I looked down above News Attack because I see these International Magic Weeks.
Yeah.
Look at this right up here. The Gateway Arch was completed in St. Louis. It would open to the public the following summer, 1965.
You totally could have cheated.
I could have cheated, but I didn't.
But you did it.
You know
You're
why?
A good man. Why?
Because if I had a time machine,
oh,
I would go back.
Okay.
And I would get that question right.
Well, it's International Magic
Week. Magic Week.
How about we play some Angels and Airwaves? Everything's magic.
Oh, look out.
I like that. We got a great show for you coming up. Mad Lib Monday. Please help us.
It's Monday, and we're happy that you're listening. You're with us. We're all in this together.
Yeah, it is.
Let's do it.
Blah. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Good morning!
Hey everybody, it's me, your friend, Grandpa Friend here.
Just
woke up. I've been awake for 3 hours now, and I was just wondering when y'all was gonna wake up, and I wandered over here from a creek out there, and I was trying to catch my breakfast and didn't have no luck. So now I'm here. I thought I'd talk to y'all about real breakfast.
Oh man.
Real breakfast is word of the Lord.
Good morning.
Try to question me about it. Try. Youngster, with your hair all funny and whatnot.
There we go.
I like your mustache. It reminds me of the 40s.
Thanks, man. Speaking of the 40s, how
I better
about
go.
Dramatic movie scene?
You want me to read that Mad Lib?
Maybe.
Grandpa Friend.
All right, Grandpa Friend.
Y'all, I just want to come in here. Just want to welcome you to a new work week.
It is Monday.
It is Monday.
What are you still doing here?
Monday is my favorite day.
It's Mad Lib Monday.
Most people hate Mondays, but not me.
Man.
Grandpa Friend is Monday.
Grandpa
is
Friend, will you sing the intro to Mad Lib Monday? Because Matt hates Mad Lib
I love Mad Lib Monday.
It's
just another Mad Lib Monday. Wish it were Sunday. I don't wish it was Sunday. My fun day is Monday. I don't have to I don't run anyway. I can't run. I love Monday.
It is Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700.
Y'all call in and talk to me now. It's me. It's your boy, Grandpa Friend. Call in and let's do this Mad Lib. All that Obamacare on the website.
Grandpa Friend is bullying me.
It's got me confused, and so I want y'all to call in and do this Mad Lib.
Hey, real
me.
Quick reminder, actually, coming up at 8:15, we're going to be talking with Brooks Gibb.
I don't need a reminder. I got the Farmer's Almanac.
Brooks Gibbs, my bad.
Is he one of the BGs?
He's one of the nation's leading youth crisis counselors and bullying experts. He's also the national spokesman for the Office Depot Foundation's Be the Difference, Speak Up Against Bullying campaign.
I think Office Depot's okay, but I prefer other places.
Sponsored by One Direction.
What direction is it? Is it north?
North, yeah. Absolutely.
Is it north by northwest? Because that's more than one.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. We're going to do this Mad Lib.
I came walking down the mountain. You seen me. You know me. You seen
me. Of course.
I came walking down this morning. I was trying to hang out with my friends, and I realized ain't many of my friends left.
Oh, man. That's
it's
so sad.
It's just a passage of time. Now, I'm putting you
in here, Grandpa Friend, because it says the number one was person in the room, so I put Grandpa Friend.
Grandpa Friend.
Static!
Yeah, Mad Lib Monday with Security John.
Hey, Security John, can I get a noun?
Security John.
A noun.
Back in my day, a noun is a person, place, or thing when I was learning.
I'm trying to think of a good noun. Let's see. Mr. Rogers.
I remember when he was a kid.
Thanks, Security John. That's a pronoun, isn't it? I'll figure it out.
It's a proper noun.
Proper noun, I mean. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning now.
Morning.
That was a smooth fade-in.
Boom!
That was good.
Thanks, man.
On beat and everything.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
It's the 8 o'clock hour, people. This
I'm
is
excited.
When the day gets started for so many people.
Brooks Gibbs, will be calling him up here in just a few minutes. If you don't know who he is the national spokesperson for the Office Depot Foundation's Be the Difference, Speak Up Against Bullying program, sponsored by One Direction.
And yes, we know his last name.
It's Gibbs. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about what his parents did before him. Huge fan.
Me too.
I just want to know how he felt, you know, when... Like, I want to know when he thought their career was, like, over or it was just phasing out,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking to him coming up here in just about 10 minutes about National Bullying Prevention Month.
We're going to talk about Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the 80s. You know, disco kind of fell away, so how did it change? How did you adapt? It's going to be great.
We're going to talk about middle school life and the fact that a lot of times you're just trying to stay alive.
Yep.
There's a lot of bullying going on.
Sometimes the only way you can get through is with a little jive talking. Maybe some night fever.
Can we please do this?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm going to look up titles.
Coming up this Thursday, come join us. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 8 p.m. for Rise from the Grave.
Ooh.
It's not really that ominous.
It's so spooky.
It is spooky. Rise from the Grave this Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live outside the Lobo Theater from 6 to 8 p.m. Hanging out. Preparing for this. Archibald. The almost message from Pastor Nate Heitzig. Zombie costume contest with,
you know,
iPad mini.
You don't want to come to this thing unprepared.
You really don't.
There are prizes. There's going to be two great bands.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Judging people based on their costume. You don't want to miss out on that.
It'll be just like real church.
It'll be just like real church.
We're going to be prejudging based upon their appearance.
Just your appearance.
Boom! Yeah, actually, if you would like to be part of the zombie costume contest, you do have to come register at the Static Radio booth where we will be set up.
You better do it.
And yes, we will prejudge you And then, yeah, the top zombies will make it to
We'll prejudge you, and then we'll re-judge you. There's a lot of judging. A whole lot of judging going on.
That's right. If you missed the show this last Friday, we were talking about a parent who accused a Texas high school football coach of bullying because his team won 91-0. They said, well, it's a, you know, obvious blowout. You were completely, you know, judging. You were completely bullying the other team. And so I'm excited to talk to Brooks Gibbs.
Yeesh.
About what constitutes bullying? What defines bullying?
We're talking about bullying. Hey guys, we're going to cover some traffic real quick.
Boom!
It's getting kind of congested out there. Hey, we have an accident, I-40 West at Wyoming, exit 164, happened about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's going to get backed up around that thing. We have the road construction at I-25 in Paseo. You know they're building that interchange, Albuquerque. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pretend like it's not real. And we have an accident, Rio Grande at Alameda. That happened at about 7:50. And it looks like it's getting a little congested around there. So you guys be careful out there. We've also got some heavy congestion where Coors hits 40. Just be careful. We love you now. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Yeah, dude. What's happening now? What's gonna happen?
It is 8:15, and we promised you we'd be hanging out with Brooks Gibbs, the national spokesperson for the Be the Light, See the Difference in Your Mind's Eye. No, what's it called? Speak Up Against Bullying program.
Yeah. But unfortunately,
he's not answering his cell phone.
We tried to call him, and he didn't answer.
Are we being radio bullied right now?
Maybe.
Hmm. Brooks Gibbs, he is the national spokesperson for the Office Depot Foundation's Be the Difference, Speak Up Against Bullying program. It is National Bullying Prevention Month. We talked about this on Friday with the Texas high school football coach who was accused of bullying after he beat the other team. So we want to get a solid definition of what bullying is.
Yeah, and he's got, I'm at his website right now. He's got a ton of resources.
Like yeah.
He's a motivational speaker. He goes around to schools and stuff, talks about anti-bullying. Which I think is a great cause to champion.
Yeah, man. I think we've all been bullied in some form in school at some point or in your job or just in life.
I'm sorry I bullied you.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Oh.
Speaking of, we gotta talk. I got a great story about forgiveness. We're going to try this guy one more time.
Let's try him again.
And if not, I've got an incredible story.
It could be the fact that we're in mountain time. You know, mountain time is that weird time zone that people don't really know what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Great.
Great.
Trying to call Brooks Gibbs.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have any great listener lightning round questions?
Of course we do. We have a couple of serious ones.
Okay.
Brooks.
Brooks, hey man.
Hey, who's this?
This is Steve-O and Matt with Team Awesome Morning Party in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Awesome, cool.
We have an 8:15 Mountain Time interview.
Okay. Am I late to it, darn it?
No, but you are on the air, so welcome to the show. We're glad you made it.
Oh. All right, cool.
Yeah,
are we on the air now?
We are.
We tried to call you just a minute ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't get
to no avail, and we thought for a second you were playing a joke on us, or maybe it was some weird form of like non-answering bullying or something. So we were like,
that's right. I was being very, very mean. Actually, I just walked off the stage of a high school here in Michigan, and
what?
Dude, let's talk. What's going on?
Yeah,
you guys
man.
Sound young and good looking. I'm sure the girls are crazy. For
Well, we like to think so, Brooks, but
my wife loves me.
We're both in our 30s, and our wives are just, they're fine with us, I guess.
And I am good to talk about bullying because I have a ridiculous handlebar mustache right now, and so I have seen my fair share of office bullying going on right now.
Yes.
So, No, let's talk serious about this. It is National Bullying Prevention Month, and you, sir, are the national spokesperson. All I ever have to say is, the Be the Difference Speak Up Against Bullying program sponsored by One Direction, and I'm pretty sure I hear 14 million mid-school girls screaming across the world right now.
Yeah, it's a terrible problem, man. I mean, kids are killing themselves over the mean words of others.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. It actually drives me to what I do. But can I tell you, I have a different approach than most programs. And One Direction, popular voice on the planet. On the other hand, they're also the most hated group in the world. People hate them because they're so much. These guys are awesome because they said, if we allowed the negative, hateful remarks of others to wound us emotionally, we would not be able to function because people, millions of tweets like every day,
right,
are hateful to them. So they believe in two things. Number one, they believe in a message that's rooted in resilience. Listen. Just because someone says go to hell doesn't mean you have to go there. Just because someone says, you know, jump off a bridge doesn't mean you have to obey. And just because someone says they hate your guts doesn't mean that has to be your identity.
Yeah.
Be resilient. Don't care about the negative, hateful remarks of others, because when you get upset and when you care too much, they win and they control you. So be strong. And the second thing was, be nice, be kind. That's a golden rule. Treat everyone the way you want to be treated, even when they're hateful. And that makes people have a hard time bullying you when you're not caring. And
right, I'm bumming out because it seems like AT&T right now is super bullying us because your phone keeps cutting out.
Yeah, we keep losing you.
So bummer. So be calm and kind. That's basically what I said. Did you catch that part?
Yes, we got absolutely. That part. Absolutely. Don't let the words take over you, but I like the talk about love. In fact, we were looking at your website ahead of time and that approach of love. Now, let's define bullying as we start out, because this last Friday we were talking about a story where a Texas high school football coach was accused of bullying because his team beat the other team 91-0. And so one of the parents said, oh, well, this coach was obviously bullying me. And it seems like the term bullying has a very loose terminology now. It seems somebody gets upset about something, someone doesn't like the way that you said something, someone doesn't agree with your perspective or your opinion or your life, your theology, and says, hey, well, you're just bullying me. Can we define bullying?
Well, that's the problem with the whole anti-bullying movement, is the definition.
Yeah.
It's really screwed up, this entire industry. Bullying, by definition, is an imbalance of power. So someone is dominating you in some way. If you talk to a sociologist, they don't even use the word bully because they hate it. They use the word dominance behavior. That's, you know, they've been studying that for decades. So here's what bullying is. When someone can have power over you, And in the terms of school bullying, it's hurting your feelings. It's really that simple.
Right.
But we have words for a battery. You know, that crime. Someone punches you and sends you to the hospital. We have words for stealing or vandalism and destruction of property. But we don't really have words for when someone hurts your feelings, when they say something that hurts your feelings. So that's where the word bullying has come into play. Anything that hurts your feelings, whether it's a word or action, like social exclusion, not being out with you, that is the word bullying. And now we're trying to legislate niceness. Now, guys, let me ask you, how would you like it if I got you in trouble every time you said something that was offensive to me? Would you like that?
Right. No.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Would you feel like you had freedom of speech in this country?
Not at all.
No, and so we're literally, through the anti-bullying movement, we are, you know, systematically removing a child's right to say, or a teacher's right to say anything they want.
Right.
And because we have hypersensitive parents that hovercraft over their children and coddle them and try to rescue them from any hurt feelings. We are creating a generation of emotional marshmallows, and it is devastating. That's why we have an increase of bullying. There was just a study that said this, you know, by the University of Texas in Arlington last month, and it said schools in all 50 states that have bullying prevention programs are more likely to experience bullying as compared to the schools that have no bullying prevention programs.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we shouldn't teach words to kill. Words are dangerous, and if anyone calls you a bad name, you come to me and I'll punish them. You can't teach that and teach resilience, which is, hey, don't take it personal, don't let it hurt your feelings. It cancels each other out. That's the problem we're seeing.
Yeah, did you happen to see the story with Robert Small, the parent in Maryland, who tried to go up against the education standards during a public meeting for parents and started trying to speak, and the school program, they grabbed security. He's thankfully, of course, in this day and age of YouTube and everybody having smartphones, filmed it. But it was unreal to see the school system, when this parent tried to speak up, saying, no, well, hold on, I'm a parent, I'd like to get in my two cents. And a security guard grabbed this parent and they physically removed him from the room in Maryland. And it was unreal to see the abuse of power, it seems, that is going on right now with, well, if you don't like the way that we're doing it or you don't like our approach, too bad, because we're the ones in power and this is how it's going to work out. And, of course, it seems like that's working really well with our government right now, so.
Well, dude, look, I mean, straight up truth is I feel terrible for schools. I mean, schools are now having an impossible task. This is what we're asking schools to do. We're asking them to have no bully zones, zero tolerance for mean behavior. And I ask parents all the time, do you have two or more kids? Parents say yes. I said, have you figured out a way to end sibling rivalry and get those kids to get along? And they're like, no. I said, how do you expect a teacher with 30 kids to maintain peace? It's impossible. Not only that, but children are a reflection of the venomous, hateful society that's around them, that are polarized and venomous online. So, look, dude, schools are now feeling like victims because parents every week are suing them for millions of dollars because anti-bully laws demand they police niceness, and they can't. And so it's a terrible time to be in education.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like every single week there's a different story. This last week it was the Aaron Cox story. I don't know if you heard about that one, the teenage girl who allegedly went to a party to pick up her drunk friend. She was then suspended for 5 games as the captain of the volleyball team, and so the parents immediately tried to sue the school. Oh, wait, it turns out the girl had been at the party for longer. The parents were possibly covering up for the girl,
yes.
And it's like, what do you do when it's 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say, of course, I don't have statistics to back that, but it seems like the parents are the core of this when it comes to someone bullying another kid. You take it back to the parents who either don't care or they themselves turn out to be bullies. How do you approach that?
Well, you know, most people say bullying is a learned behavior, meaning they learn it at home. But the reality is it's not true. We're all wired for aggression. Mm. If someone treats us terribly, we want to treat them terribly back. You don't have to teach that.
Right.
That's in the amygdala of your brain, dude. That's the dominant alpha male mentality that every human has in nature. So when it comes to a parent, I don't blame them. But what I challenge parents to do is, look, you are the primary teacher of your child. You have got to teach them how to manage their anger.
Yeah.
You've got to promote virtues like the golden rule. And when you don't, the kid is going to act like his primitive, animalistic nature, which is really a prison mentality. Because if you disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you twice as hard until you submit. Mm. I dominate. Mm-hmm. We've got to take the little animalistic behavior of our child, and we're responsible as parents to treat them how to survive in civilization. Through resilience training and, of course, the golden rule. The Office Depot Foundation has been so generous. They have brought me to travel to over 300 middle schools around the country. And every middle school I go to, we provide all the parents with training so that, you know, they can partner with the school to help their kids solve their own social problems and grow in resilience.
Yeah,
that's cool. Man, there's so many areas in Scripture that I immediately thought of when you begin talking, the idea that we don't have to teach children these things, the fact that God's Word says that we are born into sin, the fact that Scripture also says that you train a child in the way he shall go, and when he's older, he won't turn away from it. And we're training these kids to... I don't know. It seems like more and more and more this self-preservation, this bullying mentality has becoming bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, man. I think you're totally right. It's such a tough thing to nail down.
Yeah.
You know, and define. I think as a society we're learning so much more and more that it's hard to put blanket statements over everything, and especially when it comes to a situation like this. Like bullying, it's so situational.
Yeah,
just even us, like as morning show hosts, we see stories every week, and it's like, gosh, what about that situation? What about that situation? And we actually have a listener question. If it's cool, can we ask it to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, this is from one of our listeners. He says, "What do you say to your critics that suggest bullying is a part of life and it builds character and prepares you for the real world? I know there are extreme cases." Those cases are aside. Can it be argued that bullying is necessary to provide or prepare society to not be a sack of pansies? Quotations. He asks this as one who was bullied and as one who bullied the bullies in return, I guess.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I teach that.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's only one way to build resilience, mm-hmm. and it's to go through adversity.
Yeah.
You do not build resilience by being protected from adversity. You build resilience by going through it. So bullying is an opportunity to build resilience in children. The bullying, dude, is not a school problem.
Yeah.
It's a human nature problem that is in every workplace, every church, every synagogue, every neighborhood, every family, every home, every government.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everywhere. So, yes, it's an opportunity. Yeah. Now, look, I don't think the crimes, assault and battery, destruction of property, vandalism, that is not character-building tasks. That's abuse.
Yeah. Right.
And verbal bullying only becomes emotional abuse if you let it.
Mm.
You know, that's why you have to be resilient. And look, we're teaching the world, right now we're teaching students to hate their bullies. And Jesus, our Savior, he said, love your enemies.
Yep.
Do good to those who hurt you, spitefully eat you, and persecute you. He taught a soft answer will turn away their anger. He looked at it as an opportunity. This light affliction is but for a moment, working in us a far and exceeding eternal weight of glory. You know, we have a fellowship of suffering when we're rejected. We're connected to Christ. So, absolutely, that dude's right.
Amen.
That's cool, man. That's
amen.
Awesome.
So, yeah, dude, I love what you're doing. I immediately think of that. And, of course, being morning show host on a radio station that plays mainstream music as well as quote-unquote Christian music, you know, it's amazing to see with this day and age of technology, someone can send us an email with probably the most hateful words mixed in with scripture and pretend like it's acceptable because it's the word of God. And so you guys obviously don't have feelings because you said crap on the air this morning and that's not edifying. So or you said whatever. And do you think because of this day and age of social media that it's becoming more and more acceptable for just letting your words fly because there's no repercussion?
I think that's true. I think it's easy to hide behind a tweet or a text. You feel more powerful.
Yeah.
When they were in front of, when they're in front of you face to face, it'd be absolutely more difficult to say that. You know, the Bible says that our words, our tongue, is an unruly evil full of deadly poison.
Yep.
On one hand, we bless God. On the other hand, we curse him, and we curse him, and these things ought not to be so. Dude, look, you're doing an awesome work. Paul says, I become all things to all men, so I might by all means save some. You're doing exactly what I'm doing. I'm traveling with video of One Direction that is all about, you know, getting with girls and, like, you know, he's trying to get some or whatever, and it's just, like, offensive.
Yeah.
It's offensive, but this is the language of the culture.
Yeah.
And then you have to immerse yourself in secular culture so that you can be a light. The light was not made for the light. It was made for the darkness. And, guys, I'm so proud of you. You're doing we have kindred spirits here, and we're going to get flack. We're going to get hate. And we got to do what Jesus said, love those people. They don't understand. They don't understand, and that's fine. It's not their calling. So it's all good.
Yeah, it's absolutely cool. Well, and I immediately think of John 13, 34, and 35. We're called to that love. You know, by our love, all men will know you are my disciples by your love for one another. And yet we become so divisive over the stupidest things. And that's where we stand our ground on, you know, not that Jesus died, that he rose again, that it's the little, these little things, these fringe things that we are clinging to, that we are fighting for. And we do begin to bully. We were talking about bullying on Friday and what defines bullying, this Texas high school football coach. And we got an email from a listener who said, man, what about this for a definition of bullying? This family, they were in a church, and this dude's mom was ill, was not getting better, and the pastor told this family that the reason that the mom wasn't getting better was because of the sin in their life.
Yeah.
And because they didn't believe these prayers they were presenting to God, and that is why the mother was not getting better.
Yeah, essentially, and their faith wasn't good enough.
Talk about bullying in an extreme form. I was dumbfounded, and more we're hearing the stories like that. So, Brooks, you're doing something amazing. I got the crap kicked out of me in middle school regularly, so I'd like to think it did build some character. I love your approach to what you're doing, and obviously in a national spotlight is pretty incredible, man.
I think the past 10 years or so have proved that a fresh approach to to bullying prevention is just vital right now. And I think what you're doing, that's excellent, man. Going in there and, you know, trying to encourage people, hey, quit being so hypersensitive. You know, because at any moment, any one of us can choose to be hypersensitive about something that someone... Yeah, I'm a pretty sensitive guy. I'll admit it. But, you know, like, it's a choice that I have to make whether or not I'm going to let that bother me all day long and become an issue, or if I'm just going to say, you know what, that person probably wasn't thinking about what they were saying. Because 9 times out of 10, I know we're all really just thinking about ourselves at any given moment, you know? Yeah. That was something my grandmother used to always say. But, you know, I think it's just great, the fresh approach that you're taking, trying to teach kids how to be resilient. That's awesome, man.
Well, you know, it's not new. It's old. We're actually going back to what Scripture teaches. Just love your neighbor as yourself. That was the origins of the Golden Rule. I'm just bringing it back, dude, to return to the old. And that's why those of us that are believers, that love the Bible, we stand the truth.
Amen.
And when the world is falling apart, who can they go to for absolute truth? They go to the Word of God. And I love that. As far as that spiritual abuse pastor story that you brought up, you know, it is sad that there's spiritual abuse. If anyone has experienced that, where they're being bullied by the board of elders at their church, or they're being ousted because of a divorce, look, they are not representing your Father, your Heavenly Father in heaven. He loves you. Yeah. He forgives you. And the people Jesus hated hanging around were religious people. So you're just like him. If you have a hard time speaking with these legalistic yahoos, there are some good pastors out there that do understand grace, and they understand love that covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
You run to pastors like that, and you get shunned by them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think shame has become a great weapon in not just the church, but in culture. And if we can just shame somebody into saying sorry, and it seems like that's, like you were saying, the approach with bullies. Let's just shame them for using these words, or for saying this a certain way, or doing this, because if we can shame somebody enough, we'll break them, when really all we're doing is destroying another human being. And shame, man, I'm trying to remember where that is in the gospel. So...
Yeah, dude, look, bullies feel like victims, and people don't realize that.
Yeah.
I've never met a bully, actually. I've worked with over 3 million students, and I've worked one-on-one with thousands, and principals introduced me to a kid and calls him a bully. I said, are you a bully? And he says, no. I said, well, why did you do this or that? Well, because she did this and because he did that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're hurting victim. Mm. Oh, so, you know, the worst acts of violence, whether it's suicide or homicide, are committed by people who feel like victims. People don't need more hate. They need love. That's why Jesus said, love your enemies. Why? Because it will fix them, dude.
Wow.
It will fix them. It will cure them. It's what they need. You don't need to be ousted, hated, or stewed. They need to love, which means you're going to have to be more mature than you've ever been in your life. Yeah. You're going to have to forgive, release them for what they did to you, and you're going to have to release them from your anger, and you're going to have to be beside yourself at how loving you are. And when you do, you will be sons of your Father in heaven.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, right on. Brooks Gibbs, where can people find more information about everything that you are currently doing, my friend?
Well, dude, I would love to come to your town. Just go to Office Depot Foundation. Foundation.org.
Okay.
And if they want, like, if it's a parent and they want resources to help their kid, go to bullyingexpert.com.
Okay.
And I got a free ebook for those parents.
Beautiful. Cool. Right on, man. This has been awesome.
Yeah,
this
dude.
Has been, yeah, just
thanks
great.
For letting us talk to you. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry I missed your first call, but when the second call came, I knew it was important, and I was like, oh, crap. I said, crap, we'll get hate mail. Oh, well, we'll be resilient.
We're going to make it through this together, Brooke.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
Brooks
love
Gibbs,
all.
Love you too, man.
Yeah, dude.
Amazing. National Bullying Prevention Month. Check out details, resources, officedepotfoundation.org/be the difference. On the way... The Orphan and the Poet, also some Alabama Shakes.
Woo.
Right now it's Red. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh.
Static Radio.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Well, that was a good interview.
That was fantastic.
We had a good time with that dude.
It is National Bullying Prevention Month, and we got this from the Office Depot Foundation. Brooks Gibbs, they're the nation's spokesperson. We got to talk to him off-air for a minute afterwards. We had no idea he was a believer.
Yeah.
So that was very cool, the way God orchestrated that. Turns out... Ordained pastor through Mike McIntosh out in California. Calvary dude.
It's funny, man. I went to his website and I was like, I don't know, because we didn't know a lot about him.
Right.
You know, we were kind of like, well, we didn't want to be like going into that thing, you know, essentially spiritually bullying him.
I know, right?
We didn't want to be like that. But then you go and you look at his stuff and it's super like, here's the thing. In the church, everybody's like, why don't you just put Jesus all over everything?
Right.
You know? But this guy has a ministry. He's getting to go around. He gets to go into schools.
To all the schools around the nation. Yeah.
All the schools around the country.
With One Direction.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like, and it's Office Depot is behind him.
Right.
You know, like funding this stuff. And so you go to his website and it's like, in the process, you discover the power of the golden rule, freedom of speech, and a sense of humor. Whether your hero is Freud, Skinner, Albert Ellis, Martin Luther King Jr., Buddha, Jesus, Moses, or Muhammad, you should love this seminar. So you go into it and you're kind of like, well, I don't really know. I don't know. So we're just trying to be, you know, kind of like, quote unquote, sensitive and not like, you know, spiritually bully him. And then it's like, bam!
I know.
Part of the reason it's so PC is so he can get into all these places and talk about this, because the whole thing was like a biblical response.
Absolutely.
To bullying.
And that's what I was going to say. It's biblically sound, which was very, very cool, because he started talking about it. I was like, man, this reminds me of this scripture. This brings up this scripture. You know what? I'm just going to mention it, because he didn't know he was coming on a Christian radio station either. And so that was very, very cool the way God orchestrated
it. It was pretty neat.
Speaking of the way God orchestrates things, I read this story and it kind of flipped me upside down. We're talking about bullying and our response and how we should do be resilient, as he talked about love, to be able to turn the other cheek, to love our enemies. Jessica Eves had her wallet stolen while grocery shopping in Oklahoma this last weekend. She said she knew exactly who the culprit was and she was going to do something about it. So in the grocery store, she approached the man in a crowded aisle.
Yeah.
And she gave him a choice. She said, A, I can either call the police or you return my wallet. I will forgive you and buy your groceries.
Whoa. All right.
She said, quote, he started crying when we walked up to the front. He told her he was broke. He has kids. He was very embarrassed. He was very sorry. When they reached the checkout, Eve sensed fate was at work. I know better than that, you know.
Yeah.
She never carries cash, but she grabbed her wallet, and in her wallet, she had $28 in there.
What do you know?
His bill? $27.53.
Well, there you go.
How cool is that?
Little miracles every day.
I thought that was a pretty great story out of Oklahoma.
That's pretty crazy.
Wow. So, yeah, the way she responded to this dude stealing her wallet was approaching him. And, I mean, she still called him out. Hey, look, I could call the cops. Or you give it back and I will forgive you and I'll buy your groceries.
It's just like Brooks said a while ago, you know, shame is an ineffective tool.
Yeah.
You can't shame people into being good, but you can love them.
Yeah.
And it'll change everything.
Yeah, absolutely. If you missed that interview, make sure you check out the podcast. It'll be up as soon as the show is over at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, the Temper Trap and more of this here show. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. It is Monday, and you are listening to Team Awesome Morning Party, and we have a great show for you.
We only have an hour left to show.
That's it.
I know. We're going to be talking with Kevin today.
Kevin.
You've never met Kevin Banks.
Kevin Banks.
He's the man.
What?
He's coming in after the show today.
What does he do?
We'll be hanging out with him.
What's he do?
He's just cool. Cuts for kids.
If you wanted to hang out with cool people, I know tons of cool people.
Stevie Smotherman from Legacy. We'll be talking to him as well about an event they have coming up this Wednesday for all you hip-hop heads.
Hip-hop heads.
Free
event. Are you a hip-hop head?
Speaking of cool events, coming up Thursday, we'll be out broadcasting live from the Lobo Theater for Rise from the Grave. We'll be out there from 6 to 8 getting ready, taking your entries to the zombie costume contest. Yeah, I'm serious. Zombies costume contest. You don't want to miss out on that.
You don't.
Up for grabs, an iPad mini.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. iTunes gift cards. Good stuff, dude. Ooh. And, of course, The Almost and Archibald will be playing. Pastor Nate Heights is going to be throwing down the gospel. It's going to be good, dude.
You should participate in this event.
Tickets are available right now at mystaticradio.com. Get there. Check out all the details on it.
You know, yesterday we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a fundraiser.
A fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Yeah.
Raise the roof. Yeah. We got to see some cool folks, some listeners.
Yeah. There's going to be another opportunity for that coming up. So if you didn't get to come out and support us yesterday, hang out with us, enjoy a burger with us, we'll give you deets.
We're going to set up a nun.
All right, I got to talk about something.
Let's hear it.
You, sir, have been training like a crazy person.
Crazy.
For, coming up.
Well, Mitch tells me I have a muffin top, so I'm trying to, number one, figure out what that is, and number two, get rid of it.
That's straight bullying, y'all.
She's not all sweet, everybody out there, defenders of Mitch.
So we go home usually at the end of the day, and you pop on an insanity video or
something.
P90s, blah, blah, blah.
Some kind of exercise. Get my blood going.
And you go crazy. And apparently I'm the only one not on this bandwagon yet because I'm seeing a couple trends here. Wow. Trying to get people healthy.
And Chrissy says she's going to start going to the gym.
If I could make money getting healthy, I would totally be healthy.
Well, would you though?
Because I really would.
To make money to be healthy, you have to be, like, super healthy.
Well, no, check this out. This ad agency has come up with a way to help promote a healthier lifestyle. A taxi was recently equipped with bicycle pedals.
Ooh.
It attaches to a machine which calculates the discount the passenger is entitled to if he or she pedals.
So it's kind of like the Flintstones, but you're not going anywhere.
Now,
like, you're not making the car move.
Right. Here's the crazy thing, though, is if the passenger stops, the discount starts decreasing.
Oh, no!
Somehow making exercise seem more fun because of its monetary benefits. I feel like I would take part in that.
Oh, you would.
I'd be like pedaling for my life. Dave Ramsey!
You'd be like,
I'm trying, Dave Ramsey!
Jack, keep pedaling! Don't stop!
I'm just not a fit dude. I'm sorry.
Beep, beep.
Some of these things sound horrible. Another couple... I guess they hail from Virginia Beach. Are people really fit in Virginia Beach? I've never been there.
It says beach by it, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. A 10K race went down in Virginia Beach, and this couple ran the race the morning of the wedding day.
Nice.
But somehow the groom managed to not see the bride before they made it to the altar.
Really?
Yeah. For 2 years, Brittany Owens and Joshua Waltz have participated in the Anthem Wicked 10K.
Anthem Wicked.
More than 6,000 other runners who dress up for this Halloween-themed event. They signed up for this year's run, which was held Saturday.
Oh, so they wore masks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they signed up for this event before setting their wedding date for the same day. So Waltz ran far enough ahead of Owens that the two did not see each other during the race.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It says Owens walked up behind Waltz after the race, told him to look down at the ground, and then blindfolded him before she gave him a kiss.
Aww. I like that.
It's just so sweet.
You cutesy couples out there, what are you thinking?
Ugh. And then the groom threw up because he ran a 10K race right before a wedding.
Yeah,
that's
he was like,
disgusting.
He carbo-loaded right before the race and just puked. She kissed him, and then he said, hang on. Bah! Don't look at me! Don't look at me! Look away! Look away!
Man. I'm just saying. I couldn't...
You could totally do
I'm
that.
I'm trying to think of like anything crazy I did before my wedding, and it consisted of me playing football with the guys the night before.
Yeah!
Yeah, guys, let's go play some parking lot football.
That's
play
stupid.
Some parking lot football. You're stupid!
No!
Hey, it's National Bullying Prevention Month. I'm sorry, you're not stupid.
You're not stupid.
Yeah, okay.
Your idea was.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you know what? My wedding day... I never, like, building up to it, I didn't really have any issues. It was cool.
Yeah,
we hung out with the family, like, the day before.
Yeah.
And no big deal. Because our wedding cake, instead of doing a big wedding cake, we did a bunch of little cupcakes that look like wedding cakes.
See, that's smart.
So we made them.
Okay.
You know, a bunch of us, like me and Dawn, friend Yvonne, all her family, some of my family, we're all in there, like, making little cupcakes.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, then the day of the wedding... I'm cool all day until about 2 hours before the wedding, and then it just went, like, my whole world went...
Right.
And I got ready, like, an hour and a half before the wedding, and then just sat in the groom's room. I was just sitting there by myself watching TV, and I'll never forget, because I was watching Fuse, and it was Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. It was his show, and My Chemical Romance was the guest.
How?
And... at some point, Dave and Seth and Coon and Jamie and all of them had come in to hang out because I had texted Dave and said, would you mind coming and sitting with me?
Right.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. So then he came in there and we were all hanging out and it was time to go and My Chemical Romance was about to perform. And I was like, oh, I do want to watch them. This is my wedding. This is crazy. What kind of timing is this? What's wrong with me?
It took me all of 18 seconds to get ready.
I know.
Because I was so, like, nervous, and I did the same thing. And then I sat there in my suit, like, well, now I can't wrinkle it.
Yeah.
I can't
move.
You just
have to sit there.
So I sat on the couch, and Prince of Egypt was on.
There you go.
And I'd never seen it. So
it
I was like,
changed your life.
All right, I'm going to watch this one then, I guess. All right, wedding day. Woo!
Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, how long were you in prison? Can you give me any hands?
Oh, man. All that to say, I can't fathom this couple that ran a 10K race the morning of their wedding
day. They did it right. Going back and thinking about it.
Yeah.
They were too occupied with racing to think about their wedding.
That's pretty smart.
They're like, I got to stretch. I got to do all these things. I got to carbo load. I got to drink water. I've got to not throw up.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting married.
Oh, yeah. And then there's something later. I can't remember. Is it a costume party? There's something later. I don't know what it is.
Amazing.
Hey, speaking of my wife's.
There you go. Latest from Firefly for you now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Man.
Static.
Let's take a look at traffic. So all you zanies out there driving will slow down. We have an accident. I-40 West at Wyoming Boulevard / exit 164. That occurred at 8 o'clock, so a little over an hour ago. So be careful around there. It looks like traffic's moving steady. Around it, though, we can never be too sure. We also have a lot of road construction where they're building the new interchange at Paseo and I-25. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey. Oh, animals.
Aminals.
The dogs.
Aminals.
The aminals.
Y'all got aminals out there.
Halloween is just a few days away. If you don't have plans, join us for Rise from the Grave featuring the Almost Archibald. We'll be out there broadcasting live. Okay. I really hope we don't see too many of these, to be honest. Dressing up your dog in a costume is obviously a big trend. Now, a few decades ago, it would have been considered ridiculous. But not anymore. Sales of pet costumes have soared in recent years. Back in 2010, guess how much money was spent on dog costumes for Halloween in 2010?
Yeah.
Guess. Wild guess.
Dog Halloween costume.
Yeah, how much money do you think was spent?
Let me see. Like total.
Total in 2010.
United States or world?
Whatever.
Whatever. $1.5 million.
See, and that seems like a lot of money, right?
Right.
$1.5 million. How about $220
million? Whoa! Really? For real?
Guess how much money was spent last year, 2012,
how much?
On animal Halloween costumes.
Last year. Okay, yeah. So 2010, $220 million.
Yeah.
Can only guess it's gone up. $500 million?
Oh my gosh, that would be insane. No, of course, no. Nothing irrational like that. Only $370 million.
Wow.
300.
I thought you were gonna say more than that.
$370 million dollars was spent last year on pet costumes. Animal owners. I don't know if Rise from the Grave is pet friendly, so I don't know that you should bring yours. But speaking of rising from the grave and pets, the hotel that inspired The Shining,
yes,
the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, has recently announced they will be digging up their historical pet cemetery on the premise.
Seas?
Premise. Yeah. The plan is to dig up the 12-grave cemetery in order to make room for a wedding and corporate retreat pavilion.
Oh, my gosh.
But if anybody has read Pet Cemetery...
That's creepy.
We know digging up a pet cemetery is a bad idea.
You don't go digging where you ain't gonna be digging.
Considering Americans spent $370 million last year on Halloween costumes for their pets, I'm thinking that people are going to be a little... more than just a touch upset about this.
Sorry, it's creepy,
dude.
Man. Oh, those cats in that movie were nuts.
Not only is it the Shining Hotel, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, which inspired The Shining.
Yeah.
They have a pet cemetery on the premises that they'll be digging up. I'm just going to tell you now, stay away from Colorado. Stay away from Colorado. Don't have a wedding or a corporate retreat there, please.
Right.
Could you imagine? I mean, you're like, hey, baby, I got a great idea. This new wedding pavilion, it's amazing. It used to be a pet cemetery, but now it's totally cool. Nah, this wedding's going to be magical.
Oh, my gosh. No. I'm not going to be able to handle that. Number one, this is the Shining Hotel. I'm not going to be staying at the Shining Hotel. I'm going to walk around the
Play
corner.
With us forever.
Yeah, those old girls are going to be standing there. Yeah. But they're going to be dressed like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, modern update. No. And then you're running. And then you turn the corner. You look outside and there's crazy pets flying around everywhere. Ghost style.
Just saying. That's what's happening right
That's
now.
That's creepy, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Stanley Hotel up in Estes Park.
The Stanley Hotel. That's so close to here, man.
Let me ask you a question. What's creepier? The fact that this hotel is digging up a pet cemetery to make room for a wedding pavilion, or the fact that Americans spent $370 million last year on dog costumes?
Creepier, pet cemetery.
Okay.
All in all, worse?
Yeah.
So much money on pet costumes.
Oh. I would agree with that.
You know, I got a buddy back in Nashville. He's one of my best friends. I've known him since, like, literally junior high. He grew up with me in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Moved to Nashville recently. He's a pet groomer.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I'm actually going into grooming. And he was like, I was just like, really? Because he was like a war vet. Like, he was in Iraq. You know, he's done so much stuff. He was like a massage therapist. He's done so much stuff, and then he's like, it's like his latest, greatest idea, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of approaching it like that. But then he explained it to me. He was like, no, seriously, Matt, think about it. How much money do people spend on their pets?
Right.
And I was like, I have never thought about that. Because he started off at a cashier at like a pet store.
Yeah.
Started realizing, he was like, people are coming through here and dropping like $300 a pop.
Ah!
For stupid stuff, like a new bowl.
Right.
You know?
Reason number 17 why I don't have a dog currently.
But I get it. You know, if you care about an animal a lot, if you care about anything, you're going to invest money and time into it.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But these costumes, that's crazy. $370 million,
and they estimate that this year it will go up once again.
Of course it will. Wow.
Yeah.
We could do a lot of stuff with that
money.
We
really, really could.
Hey, if you're going to spend $370 million on your pet,
yeah,
just allocate a fifth of that to Static Radio.
We're a non-commercial, listener-supported station. Thanks to everybody who helped out yesterday at B2B, who said, hey, we're going to kick it.
That was a big help.
Yeah, 20% of all proceeds yesterday.
It was awesome!
Big thanks to everybody involved with that. $370 million on your dog. Coming up, we got a pair of tickets to Rise from the Grave to give away featuring the Almost and Archibald. So keep it locked right here to Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Don't fear it. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Who wants to go to a rad Halloween party?
Boom. Beow. Right down.
Static Radio presenting Rise from the Grave this Thursday, the 31st, for Fall Vestaween. The Almost Archibald will be there as well. Zombie costume contest with prizes like an iPad mini, iPod, iTunes gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got a pair of tickets to give away right now. For trivia. I've got a good one.
It's Trivia Monday.
It works with this time of year. This spooktacular time of year. Right?
He's creepy.
Static.
What's up, dude?
What up, Shane?
I'm calling to win something.
All right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're good. You're good.
You're good to go, friend.
Okay. I got a little trivia for you.
Okay.
Think you can handle this trivia there, buddy?
I don't know, man, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay, here we go. The greatest number of these to open in one day was 39. It happened on October 29th, 2003. What am I talking about?
Dude.
Right?
Give him... No, it's like a...
39 of these opened in one day. Back in 2003. October 29th.
Horror films and movie theaters.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's not it at all.
Shane,
yeah. I'm sorry,
love
buddy.
You guys.
Love you
later.
Too, bro. Love all right. You. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Did you guys
get
an answer? Still doing the giving away tickets?
Oh, we're giving them away.
Greatest number of these to open in one day was 39, and it happened on October 29th, 2003. What is it?
Chick-fil-A's.
Wow. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, man.
That's a good guess. Thanks
hey,
for
thanks
calling.
For calling.
Static.
Is it Walmart?
Is it Walmart? 39 Walmarts in one day because you know people needed their Econo underwear packages.
I know I do.
That's actually absolutely correct.
Interesting.
What's your name?
Ando.
Ando. Dude, hey, Ando. How's it going?
Ando.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you down to go see the Almost and Archibald this Thursday for Rise from the Grave?
Heck yeah, I am.
There you go. You got a pair of tickets for playing that. So, thanks, man. Hang on the line.
All right.
Back in the day, it was a Thursday. October 29th.
Of Walmart.
October 29th, 2003. 39 Walmarts.
39.
Opened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a lot of Walmart.
Steve had a good guess. He said Starbucks. And
that's what I thought it was.
That was my first thought.
Starbucks location.
Had to be. But it was not. It was not.
I suppose Chick-fil-A would be kind of a good guess.
Yeah.
You know, because that's around the time that company was like blowing up.
Oh, yeah, 2003?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, dude. 39 in one day.
It's crazy that 2003 was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Steve-O!
I know. 10 years ago this week, 39 Walmarts opened at the same time. 39.
I was still in college.
Gosh.
I was still in college, and okay. As such, I had very, very specific music taste. And what happens when you have a super specific music taste is you forget that there are other people in this world that like different kinds of music.
Wait, what is happening right now?
I'm having a subtle rant. Because I have a creepy friend that can't see past his own musical taste. But we're going to talk it out.
Yeah, you are.
Because somehow in this world, radio stations have to represent and cater to everyone.
Everyone!
And not just a specific taste.
All right.
There you go.
Or they'll get you to form your taste around their musical
selections. Exactly. Heaven forbid it be eclectic.
Well, that's it for us. We are out. It's been a good Monday. We had a Mad Lib.
We learned a lot about bullying
today. We talked to Brooks Gibbs, the national spokesperson for the Office Depot Foundation's anti-bullying campaign. Be the difference. Speak up against bullying. That was great. If you missed any part of it, MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can download the podcast there.
Yeah,
this is good stuff.
It's good stuff.
I'm excited.
Check out that conversation we had. It was great. It was solid.
Yeah, we need to make a few phone calls right now.
We're going to do them.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Almost and Archibald this Thursday at the Lobo Theater. It's Rise from the Grave Zombie Costume Contest. It's going down. It's going to be fun.
Yes, yes.
Be there. We'll be there broadcasting live from 6 to 8 in preparation. So come hang out with us.
Please do.
We'll see you guys again mañana. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.